This is a taped interview with Mrs. Gertrude Widmark. Mrs. Widmark, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Munson, Alberta in 1917.
How long did you live there?
About 2 years, at which time my parents brought me to British Columbia.
And where is this place?
It's just about 100 miles north of Calgary.
Where did you attend primary school?
In Carlin, and that's in British Columbia. It was just a district at that time. There was no town or anything. And just a one-room country school.
Which part of British Columbia?
Oh, southern British Columbia, near Salmon Arm, a place called Carlin. It's not there anymore because it was phased out. It is now all part of the Tappan District.
Did you go to secondary school?
No, I never. I started to school, but I couldn't finish.
Many things were different: entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
Actually, we didn't have the money to buy any entertainment. We had to make our own. As a rule, and because of that, we had quite a good time. We did what we thought, what we wanted to do, because we had to make it ourselves. For instance, a moonlight night in the winter time was usually sleigh riding down one of the roads that had a steep hill on it, or skating and the like of that. And this skating was not in an arena as it is now. It was usually a pond out on somebody's farm that had frozen over, so we cleaned the snow off of it, put water on it to get it to smooth, and then we would spend our weekends skating there.
Well,
or in the summertime, it was usually swimming, or playing baseball, or whatever. That too was not done in supervised parks like they have now. It was out on somebody's field, and we thoroughly enjoy ourselves.
What were your main activities as a child?
Well, we lived on a farm, and I think perhaps that gives you a fair idea of what my activities were. They were consisted of farm work of all descriptions. I don't believe there was anything on the farm that I didn't do.
What games did you play?
Well, mostly baseball. I think the girls play softball nowadays, and we didn't have a softball, so we had to use what we had. And swimming. We did a lot of swimming. That too was was done in just going to a lake or a creek or a river, whichever was the handiest.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
Oh yes, very much so. The school concerts were really quite a community affair. We all took part in this concert. Even the grown-ups would put on a play just to make this concert a little bit more Christmas concert, and make it a little more extensive or more entertaining. But the children did their some other songs and recitations and whatnot. And they also had their small plays. And dances, yes, we had many dances in the old schoolhouse. It wasn't very big, but then the community wasn't all that large. But we did have lots of fun. The girls brought the food, and the boys paid 25 cents apiece toward the music. Sometimes the music was donated too, so therefore the 25 cents apiece was used for somebody else's, some other thing that we particularly wanted for it.
How did you get to these events?
Walk.
At first, how did you study without electricity?
Gas lamps, coal oil lamps, just whatever we had. We always had a gas lamp in our house.
How did you travel?
Horseback mostly. But if the horse wasn't available, then we walked. Some of the boys had cars, but very few.
Where did you live while attending school?
At Carlin.
Like, not right in Carlin, though.
Well, Carlin was just a district.
Mm.
We lived on the farm in the district. And it was, it had a school. It also had a post office. But these were all phased out in later years when the district was more organized.
Where were you during the war years?
I was married then, and we lived up in Trinity Valley. My husband owned and operated a sawmill.
Where is Trinity Valley?
It's north of Vernon. Northeast of Vernon.
Did the war affect you very much?
Actually not, because except that we had to ration up like sugar and meat and whatever. But from where we were, the war years had very little effect on our life.
Where did you work after you finished school?
Back on the farm. That was in the Hungry 30s, so we didn't, there wasn't any jobs to be had. If you got one, you were lucky, but I just stayed with my mother on the farm.
What was the opinion of working women then?
Pardon?
What was the opinion of working women then?
I really don't know, since I didn't join the working force. Actually, about the only jobs that were available for women at that time was housework or cooking or whatever. But some of them did go to school and were able to go to school, and they studied for nursing or school teachers, things of that nature.
But why did you move to Hazleton?
My husband got the job with Hazleton Sawmills.
How did you compare the Hazletons to where you used to live at first?
Well, it was less populated. There was quite a few people around Salmon Arm at that time. Not as many as there is now, of course, but we loved the country. As soon as we came here, it was beautiful. There's no one. The people were very nice to us, so therefore we decided to stay.